news read by Ayi Mbile. In our top stories, the Pan-African organization African Synergy celebrates 22 years of an unprecedented fight against HIV and AIDS. The governments of Cameroon and Congo are determined to make both nations a hub of digital engineering, with hundreds of students sitting the competitive entrance examination into the Congo-Cameroon Interstate University. And the president of the Cameroon Football Federation announces the start of an under-17 football league across the country. Good afternoon. The African Synergy Against AIDS and Suffering is celebrating 22 years of an unprecedented national and continental impact in the fight against HIV and AIDS. The Pan-African organization was launched on November 16, 2002 in Yaoundé by First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya in the presence of her sisters, First Ladies of Africa. In a message released on the occasion, Mrs. Biya hails the engagement from her sisters, experts, partners, and other stakeholders working with African Synergy to obtain an incredible response to a global health crisis, adding that to build on the organization's enduring legacy. African Synergy will continue its fight for a healthier, safer, and more secure living environment. In the report that follows, Joyce Clift-Atta comes back on 22 years of an active and continuous service by the Pan-African organization African Synergy for an AIDS-free Cameroon.
Created on November 16, 2002, the Pan-African organization African Synergy has for over two decades now stood for the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of AIDS. A priority for Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, UN's Goodwill Ambassador and founding president of African Synergy. In 2003, Mrs. Chantal Biya launched an AIDS-free holiday campaign, a youth-led movement where thousands of young people come together during the holidays to raise awareness among their peers on the dangers of sexually transmitted infections and HIV and AIDS. A human adventure to call young people to turn away from risky behaviors and commit to a future free of the disease. These talks were accompanied by sensitization material donated to various groups involved in the AIDS fight. In addition to this, the African Synergy, working with the CCB, the International Research Center for AIDS, also offers a favorable environment for studies on the resistance to antiretrovirals, as well as diseases aggravating HIV, such as tuberculosis, hepatitis B and C, and malaria. The center sees to it that the disease is diagnosed and a biological follow-up is carried out to avoid death. So far, the African Synergy can boast of a number of achievements. In 2023, more than 1,000 peer educators were recruited and trained to carry on the command baton and save more lives out there. About 2 million adolescents and young people were sensitized on AIDS through the media, and roughly above 15,000 of them screened. The Pan-African organization plans on championing more of such efforts in order to completely eradicate AIDS in Cameroon and its environs.
Joyce Clift-Atta, the African Synergy is widely recognized for its relentless fight against HIV and AIDS, tackling broader challenges to enhance the quality of life on the continent by addressing maternal and child health, improving education, reducing poverty, and expanding access to health care. The organization continues to empower communities. Founded by First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya, its collaborative programs with governments and NGOs highlight its commitment to building a healthy and more equitable continent. More with you, Kelly Eben.
For 22 years, the African Synergy has been at the forefront of the fight against HIV/AIDS in Africa, delivering significant progress through education, prevention, and treatment initiatives. Beyond combating the disease, the organization has expanded its focus to address other critical challenges affecting the continent's quality of life. Founded by First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya, the African Synergy has introduced programs targeting maternal and child health, poverty alleviation, and improved access to education. Partnerships with local governments, NGOs, and international agencies have enabled the organization to implement sustainable solutions that reach millions. Key achievements include campaigns to reduce mother-to-child HIV transmission, establish healthcare facilities in rural areas, and promote economic empowerment through vocational training. The African Synergy has also intensified advocacy for gender equality and the fight against stigma surrounding HIV/AIDS, which remains a barrier to treatment and support. Through its holistic approach, the organization continues to be a beacon of hope, striving to create a healthier, more equitable future for African communities.
Kelly Eben, time for us to receive the Executive Secretary of African Synergy Against AIDS and Suffering, Mr. Jean-Stéphane Biacha. He is our guest on the 3 p.m. today.
Thank you, Mr. Executive Secretary, for talking to CRTV on this very special occasion.
Thank you very much for coming, and especially thank you for your interest, very constant interest in the activities of African Synergy.
African Synergy is blowing on its 22nd candle. Is it a moment to celebrate?
I would say yes, but when you see what's going around, what we have around, all the people suffering, the population needing help, needing assistance, I think it's not worth celebrating. But when you see the hope that the action of African Synergy can create, can instill in the minds of people who need African Synergy, it's worth celebrating.
And as you celebrate, Mr. Executive Secretary, what, according to you, has enabled the African Synergy to thrive over the years despite a difficult environment?
Well, I should confess that 22 years of action for a Pan-African association is no easy task. I should confess, this is something which is clear that everybody should admit. But I think thanks the blessings of the Lord, of God who created all of us, thanks to the focus and determination of the First Lady of Cameroon and the support of her husband, President Paul Biya, we've been able to go through, walk all this path, all this time, trying to face difficulties, and God knows that there are so many of them.
Years after progress has been made in the AIDS fight, is the commitment of the First Lady to fight this pandemic still intact?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's true that 22 years before, you know, HIV, AIDS was something which would be, well, I would say, not say killing, but once you heard about the term itself, just hearing about it will just condemn you to death. You know, no survival will be possible. But now we've gone through that period, you know, and it's sort of considered today as a chronic disease that you can face. And we have people now who are more, they're no more scared, even though they're not wishing, you know, nobody wishes to be contaminated, you know. But now once you're infected, you know that you should be, you can survive, you can live, you can take treatment. And it's a very, very important achievement.
Now, 22 years on, do you think the Pan-African organization still has its place?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We still have our place. And then until you have nobody infected, no one, no boy, no young, no old man, no. Until you have that, you know, but we still have our place.
6 years to the 2030 deadline to end AIDS, Mr. Executive Secretary. Is the fight against the pandemic for African Synergy still in play?
It's a priority, even though now we take care of non-communicable diseases, you know, things like coronavirus, you know, things like cardiovascular diseases, things like cancer and things like that. But HIV is still a priority. It's a priority because, you know, we have to keep on sensitizing. We should not just give up. We will not give up or slow down the rhythm of intervention, the rhythm of action. We should maintain. We should keep on fighting because it's something which is avoidable. If somebody can avoid it, then why not do so?
Finally, Mr. Executive Secretary, as you celebrate this other milestone, what is in for the future for African Synergy and for you and your team?
We are very optimistic and very privileged. You know, we are optimistic, privileged to have the confidence of the First Lady and her husband, you know, to be sort of witnesses of their actions, witnesses of their humanitarian politics. We are very grateful, you know, we're grateful. And especially we are very grateful that the Lord would give us possibilities to deserve the trust which is placed on us.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Executive Secretary.
Thank you very much.
And that was the Executive Secretary of African Synergy Against AIDS and Suffering, Mr. Jean-Stéphane Biacha. This is CRTV News. The Vatican Secretary for Relations with Other States and International Organizations and the Archbishop of Bamenda have been decorated with medals by the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. The Vatican Secretary, Archbishop Paul Richard Gallega, was raised to the rank of Grand Officer of the National Order of Valor, while the Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andrew Keya, was made Commander of the Order of Valor. This was at a state dinner at the Hilton yesterday on the sidelines of the visit to Cameroon by the Vatican Secretary. The banquet was chaired by External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela on behalf of President Paul Biya. Chelsea Bune reports.
Of the roughly 15 million Christians in Cameroon, at least 8 million of them are Roman Catholics. Amongst them, these cabinet members here at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel. They are here to attend a state dinner offered by President Paul Biya and presided by External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela to the visiting Secretary for Relations with Other States and International Organization of the Vatican, the envoy of Pope Francis. They are joined by the entire delegation from the Vatican, including members of the Cameroonian Episcopate, amongst them the President of the National Episcopal Conference of Cameroon and the Archbishop of Bamenda, Andrew Kea.
I gladly take this moment to express my heartfelt gratitude to His Excellency Paul Biya, Head of State, for the tremendous efforts of some members of his government to prepare my visit to Cameroon, from the warm and colourful reception at the Yaoundé International Airport, showcasing the rich cultural diversity of Cameroon, to this sumptuous state dinner offered in my honour.
On behalf of the President of the Republic, External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela hails the quality of relations between Cameroon and the Vatican, which will be celebrating 60 years anytime from now, especially in this year where the 10th anniversary of the framework agreement signed between the Holy See and Cameroon is being celebrated. The Archbishop and the Secretary for Relations with Other States and International Organization of the Vatican, Paul Richard Gallagher, equally congratulated Cameroon for its pivotal role in Central Africa and for being a safe space for the Roman Catholic Church.
In accepting this honour, my first thoughts go to Pope Francis, whom I have the privilege to serve, as well as to his illustrious predecessors, Pope John, Pope Paul VI, under whose pontificate diplomatic relations between the Holy See and Cameroon were established.
On behalf of President Paul Biya, the visiting Vatican official is raised to the rank of Grand Officer of the National Order of Valor. Another personality decorated during the banquet by President Paul Biya is the Archbishop of Bamenda and the President of the National Episcopal Conference of Cameroon, raised to the dignity of Commander of the National Order of Valor. Between Cameroon and the Holy See, it is a long relationship, a country which has seen three papal visits from two popes.
Charles Ebone reporting, and indeed, in a related development, the Vatican Secretary says relations between the Holy See and Cameroon are ancient and strong. Monsignor Paul Richard Gallagher was speaking today at the Mary Queen of the Apostles Minor Basilica here in Yaoundé at Volie during a pontifical mass celebrated on the occasion of the 10th anniversary of the signing of a partnership agreement between Cameroon and the Holy See. Attending was Minister Mbela Mbela as the representative of the President of the Republic. Here now is Monsignor Paul Richard Gallagher, who talks about relations between the Vatican and Cameroon. He spoke to our reporter, Julien Gambi.
What we are doing today is celebration of Mass to give thanks for the 10th anniversary of the framework agreement. It's not a question of giving privileges to the Church. It's a question of juridical recognition and of granting a more stable a relationship between the Church and the state to enable the Church, from our point of view, to be of greater service to the people of Cameroon.
And that was the Vatican Secretary for Relations with Other States and International Organizations, Monsignor Paul Richard Gallagher, talking to Julien Gambi. In more news, and like you heard in one of our top stories, hundreds of candidates have started sitting the competitive entrance examination into the International Advanced School of Digital Engineering of the Congo-Cameroon Interstate University. The examination organized by the Ministry of Higher Education is unfolding in 5 centers across Cameroon, and a similar exercise is ongoing in 4 centers in Congo-Brazzaville. Clarence Aze took a pulse of the written competitive examination at the Nsang Melima Center, host to 120 candidates. His report.
The chief of the Nsang Melima Examination Center giving last-minute instructions to candidates before the kickoff of the competitive exam. At 9:05 a.m., the signal is given for the 120 candidates to begin demonstrating their strong foundation in mathematics and computer science for those seeking admission into the computer engineering program and logical analysis on computer science for candidates of socio-technical and digital design engineering.
My name is Ingenieur Elizabeth. I came here to write the concours to become an engineer in digital system. For now, we have just put the first test and it was that nice. We are voting for the other one.
Invigilators and other officials say they recorded few absences in the Nsang Melima Center of the examination also unfolding in centers in Yaoundé, Douala, Bafoussam and Garoua. Candidates have also sat the examination in Weso, Point Noir, Owadu and Brazzaville in Congo under the supervision of the Congolese Minister of Higher Education, Professor Edith Delphine Emmanuel Adoki. The objective is to select top candidates for the 5-year prestigious digital engineering program. The Congo-Cameroon Interstate University is a digital hub with campuses in Nsang Melima and Weso, created by Presidents Paul Biya and Denis Sassou Nguesso in 2019 to foster the digital economy in the Semak sub-region. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News in Nsang Melima.
And our reporter also talked with the chief supervisor of the Nsang Melima Examination Center, Professor Dieudonné Mignamisi, who talked about the conditions in which the candidates are competing for a place into the Advanced Digital Engineering School. Hear him.
Globally, everything is well. The process is on the way that we have planned. And about the attendance, I think candidates are there, but we can notice some few absences. But globally, candidates are present. And let me tell you that this entrance examination has been well prepared. We did many meetings with our coordination board, and I think today it is an achievement.
We know many are called, but few will be chosen. What are the various fields the candidates are vying for?
Thank you. This is a special university, and we have 3 main specialties in our university. The first is computer engineering. The second is socio-technical engineering. And the last one is the digital design engineering. So we are giving some skills to Cameroonian and Congolese students in that field.
Yeah, we know digital engineering, it's the talk of the day across the globe. What would be the impact of the training on sub-regional integration?
Integration can have many directions and many components. So it is important to know that integration is for us today, but our student will be the author of that integration tomorrow. So if they manage well digital tools, they can connect by themselves and they can do many things to help our countries to be more and more integrated. A part of political and commercial integration, we can think about digital integration. So it can be a reality in our sub-region.
Well, when are we expecting the result of the examination taking place today?
Okay, I think the jury will take a meeting after this examination and every information will be given to us and we will let you know when the result will be published.
Professor Mignamisi Dieudonné, thank you for taking our time to talk to CRTV.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
In more news, the minister back in Yaoundé, the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, has told senators that sanctions will be meted out against mobile telephone operators who fail to respect their contractual obligations. Minette Libom Lilikeng was speaking during the question and answer plenary between senators and members of government at the Senate. Senators also expressed concerns over the financial situation of Cameroon's diplomatic services abroad and the promotion of ecotourism. Albert Njembonde reports.
Preoccupied by the numerous adverts sent to citizens by mobile telephone operators, despite poor quality of service. Senator Francois Pouyenné summoned the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Mined Libomli Liken, while admitting abuses, also cited loopholes in the legal instruments regulating the telecom sector in Cameroon, while also explaining some external factors which could as well explain poor quality network, such as cuts in electricity supply and problems with the optical fiber, intimated that the telecom regulatory agency regularly sanctions operators who fail in their contractual obligations. Senator Andreas Lekumze Nembo had a question for the Minister of Forestry and Wildlife.
Mr. Minister, in the medium and long-term drive, what does the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife envisage to do in order to match conservation efforts with the growing demand for socio-economic development needs by valorizing existing ecotouristic potentials of these protected areas throughout the national territory?
Sitting for Minister Jules Dorendongo, the Secretary of State, Madame Kusumi Alhaji Epusbuka, intimated that councils and communities hosting parks with endangered species do benefit from spin-offs meant for development projects. Senator Samuel Obamasam was preoccupied by the non-payment of bills in Cameroon's diplomatic services abroad since the e-visa system went into effect. The minister delegate to the Minister of External Relations in charge of cooperation with the Commonwealth, Felix Mbayu, gave clarity.
In spite of the inconveniences, the e-visa project is a successful one. For this year, 2024, what we have received as consular revenue through the e-visa system is upwards of 20 billion francs CFA. But the credits of the embassies have not reduced. They have the same credits. The problem is the cash. We reported to the President of the Republic. The Minister of Finance has been requested to authorize Africa Land Bank to open an account in foreign currency, which means that when the resources come from the embassies, the transfer of their portion would be done expeditiously without having to go through the conversion process.
For close to 40 minutes, proceedings came to an end, chaired by one of the institution's vice presidents, Robin Kili.
Albert Njembonde reporting. In more news, the President General of the Joseph Merrick Ex Students Association has saluted efforts made by the organization in ensuring that the alma mater stands on its feet again after being dormant because of the socio-political crisis in the northwest and southwest regions of the country. Joseph Chebonke Nkalabupse was speaking in Yaoundé today while chairing celebrations marking 63 years of the institution. Helen Udine reports.
The association that has existed for 50 years has built modern classrooms, science laboratories, and well-equipped computer science laboratories. The president of the Joseph Merrick Ex-Students Association, Joseph Chebunke Nkalabupse, says work done so far is worth commending.
As former students of the college, we decided last year when we revived this association, which went dormant for some time due to the socio-political crisis, to try to do something on campus. And what we wanted to do was to re-equip the laboratories. But when we went there, we noticed that the building was almost collapsing. So we had, first of all, to work on the building and in and out, restructured it, and then provided equipment for the laboratories to the tune of close to 30 million francs.
However, the president thinks more work is still to be done.
What we intend to do now is to encourage those on campus and try to see if we can relocate the dormitories, build modern dormitories to suit current dispensations, and also activate the learning center which the Association of Merrick Ex Students built for the college.
Members of the association on their part expressed so much joy and excitement after meeting with each other after so many years. Joseph Chebunke Nkalabupse, who is the third president since the creation of the association, affirms his commitment to ensure that the school is up to standard. Mr. Chebunke used the occasion to urge the members of the association to live in unity to build a better society for the future generation.
Helen Udine reporting. In sports, the president of the Cameroon Football Federation, FECAFOOT, Samuel Etofis, has announced the start of another 17 football league across the country. Speaking at the ongoing General Assembly of FECAFOOT in Bankomo, on the outskirts of Yaoundé, the FECAFOOT president said the under 17 football league will take off in the 2024-2025 football season in the country. He told the members of the General Assembly that the professionalization of Cameroon football is ongoing and will continue without setbacks. Let's join our reporter Walter Wilson Nana, who is at the CAF Excellence Center Bankomo, for details. Great news, we should say. Nana Walter Wilson, hello.
Hello, Ayi, and welcome to the CAF Excellence Center out here in Bankomo, where the Executive Bureau of FECAFOOT, led by the President Samuel Eto'o and the General Assembly members, are unanimous that the professionalization of Cameroon football is ongoing and will continue without glitches. According to the FECAFOOT chair, a FECAFOOT academy is in gestation with a mission to strengthen the foundation of Cameroon football. The deliberations, which have been going on within an Olympic spirit, featured discussions on the FIFA recommendations related to the revision of the convention between the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education and the Cameroon Football Federation, FECAFOOT, of February 5, 2015. Amongst the guests taking part in the ordinary General Assembly of FECAFOOT are the President of the National Olympic and Sports Committee of Cameroon, Kenneth Kakaba Maboum, and the Roving Ambassador, Albert Roger Miller. Reporting live for CRTV News, I'm Walter Wilson-Nana in Bankomo.
Thank you so very much. Walter has announced when the news here once again are our top stories. The Pan-African organization, African Synergy, is celebrating 22 years of an unprecedented fight against HIV and AIDS. First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya, founding president of African Synergy, has on this occasion reiterated her engagement to fight AIDS and other ills on the continent. The governments of Cameroon and Congo are determined to make both nations a hub of digital engineering, with hundreds of students sitting the competitive entrance examination into the Congo-Cameroon Interstate University. And like you heard, the president of the Cameroon Football Federation, Samuel Etofis, has announced the start of an under-17 football league across the country. Up next, the summary of the news in the French language with you, Gilles-Claude Mbon.
Bon après-midi. Synergies africaines contre le sida et les souffrances célèbre ses 22 ans aujourd'hui et ce depuis donc hier le 15 novembre. À cette occasion, la première dame camerounaise, Madame Chantal Biya, présidente fondatrice des Synergies africaines, a publié un message de circonstance. L'épouse du chef de l'État y réitère son engagement pour le combat humanitaire, pour la cause des plus démunis, la lutte contre le sida et d'autres fléaux qui menacent le bien-être des populations vulnérables. Contrôle de l'action gouvernementale par le législatif, les raisons de la mauvaise qualité des communications mobiles ont été identifiées. L'État s'active à apporter des solutions rapides à ce problème. L'assurance a été donnée hier vendredi par Mined Libom-Liken, le ministre des Postes et Télécommunications. C'était face aux sénateurs au cours des questions orales de la session parlementaire de novembre. Le ministre délégué auprès du ministre des Relations extérieures chargé du Commonwealth, Félix Mbayou, quant à lui, rassure l'accompagnement financier des ambassades du Cameroun à l'étranger va être effectif dans les prochains jours. Clap de fin du troisième forum économique de Douala. Hier vendredi, la logistique maritime s'est mise en scène avec la présentation du plan de développement du port autonome de Douala. En éducation, l'association des anciens élèves du collège Baptiste Joseph Méric de Ndou dans la région du Nord-Ouest tenait ce samedi son assemblée générale. Les travaux ont connu la participation des anciens pensionnaires de cette école venus des quatre coins du pays. CEMAC, les épreuves écrites d'entrée à l'École supérieure internationale du génie numérique de San Milima de l'Université Inter-État Congo-Cameroun se déroulent de manière simultanée dans les deux pays depuis ce matin. Et puis en sport, l'Assemblée générale ordinaire de la Fédération camerounaise de football se tient depuis ce matin au centre d'excellence de la CAF en Bankomo, entre autres sujets à l'ordre du jour, la programmation du début des championnats professionnels, la validation de quelques nominations et la révision des textes et règlements de la FECAFOOT. Et c'est tout pour le condensé du TRIPIM en langue française. Restez connectés sur la CRTV.